Hi, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasant. Dr. Leung, the clinical patient last name is RIDGE. First name is DEVIN. Date of visit is April 10, 2025. Next verification tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in 2019, a patient was in YAKIMA. Washington, a period. A patient was riding a motorcycle. First up, he was going at 60 to 70 miles per hour. First up, he missed a turn. First up, and then he crashed and flipped over the motorcycle. First up, a patient immediately hit the head onto the ground. First up, a patient lost consciousness immediately. First up, a patient was taken to an ambulance. First up, a patient woke up in the hospital. First up, when he woke up, a common patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that he remained having these symptoms for the next several days. Next paragraph, a patient currently has significant headaches on almost everyday basis. So first up, a patient has back pain, hip pain. First up, a patient also has significant light sensitivity. First up, a patient has memory issues. First up, a patient has low energy. First up, a patient feels fatigue. First up, a patient also has depression and anxiety symptoms. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working for the Marine Corps. First up, he says his symptoms are significantly affecting his work. First up, the headache headaches are significantly affecting his concentration and focus at work. First up, patient is not able to perform at work. First up, a patient also significant fatigue and low energy. First up, he tells me that that is also affecting his production at work. First up. This marks the identification. Next patient. Last name is PABLO space JIMENEZ, comma. First name is Benjamin. Next paragraph, the date of visit is April 15, 2025. Next paragraph, efficient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in July of 2021, comma, patient was in Georgia. First up, patient tells me that performing airborne training exercise. First up, he was jumping off the plane on a parachute. First up, a patient tells me when he landed on the ground, comma, he landed and hit the head. First up, a patient tells me that he was wearing helmet. First up, a patient tells me that he hit the head and he has headaches and dizziness symptoms. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, patient tells me that he felt weird, quote-unquote weird, kind of for a short period of time. First up, patient got back and start training. First up, patient, first up, next paragraph, patient tells me in August of 2023, kind of patient was in Ranger School, R-A-N-G-E-R, Ranger School in Georgia. First up, patient tells me that he was speed walking downhill. First up, patient lost the footing, kind of and fell. First up, patient tells me it hurt his ankle. First up, patient tells me it hit the head. First up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me in 2021, comma, patient in Georgia, a patient was in Georgia. First up, a patient was working with demolition and explosions. So first up, a patient tells me that there was a lot of C4 explosions. So first up, a patient tells me that the explosions caused him to ring in the ears. So first up, but denies any loss of consciousness. So first up, but next paragraph. A patient is currently having symptoms, including a random thought of sadness. Patient's random moment of dizziness. First up, a patient has forgetfulness. First up, patient's easy to forget. First up, patient of mood swings. First up, patient also has a sense of confusion. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. In 2021, the conversation was in Georgia. A patient had was parachuting as airborne training for airborne training. A patient landed on the ground, hit the head. He did not lose consciousness. There's no significant confusion. Denies any significant headaches. It is my opinion that that event was not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. Our patient also in 2023 in Georgia, a patient was speed walking down the hill. Lost footing and fell down, hit the head. Again, he did not lose consciousness. I do not believe that was severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. In 2021, a patient was in Georgia, have had explosion and demolition work. I do not believe that was severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain a traumatic brain injury. But this marks a unification. Next patient, last name is OVERSTREET. First name is Littleton, LITTLEJOHN. Date of visit is April 15, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that in September of 2022, a patient was in Croatia, C-R-O-A-T-I-A, Croatia. A patient was in a club. A patient tells me that he was drinking. He tells me that he got jumped, quote unquote, jumped by a group of guys. A patient tells me that he was hit in the head. Patient was kicked in the head. Patient was punched many times in the head. Patient lost consciousness and fell to the ground. Patient believed that he was out of consciousness for about 10 to 15 minutes. When he woke up, patient had a severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. Patient had light sensitivity. Patient had lack of focus. Patient had severe dizziness. Patient was taken to the local hospital. Patient was diagnosed with concussion. Patient was treated accordingly. Since the event, patient significant headaches. Patient almost have headaches every day. Patient described these headaches as migraines. Patient's lack of focus. Patient's significant light sensitivity. Patient also have frequent dizziness causing him the gait problems. Patient tells me that sometimes he's so dizzy that he cannot walk straight. Next paragraph. Patient is currently a full-time student. A patient tells me that the headache and light sensitivity is significant, affecting him to focus and concentrate at work. A patient tells me that the symptoms are affecting him to perform well in school. The light sensitivity is preventing him to be in class. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Patient in Croatia, in 2022, patient was in a bar. I'm sorry, patient was in a club. Patient was attacked by a group of guys, according to the patient. Patient was hit many times in the head. Patient was punched in the back of the head many times. Patient had complete loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. Patient was out of consciousness for approximately 10 minutes. When he woke up, patient severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. Since the event, patient have significant headache almost on an everyday basis. Patient's chronic dizziness, light sensitivity, and lack of focus. It is my opinion that the punch in the head followed by loss of consciousness fell to the ground, followed by now having significant headache symptoms on an everyday basis, dizziness, lack of focus. These are all signs and symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. This marks at the end of dictation.